Just step forward and raise your right hand. Swear from the testimony you're about to give to the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God.
I do.
Would you state your name, please, and spell your last name for the benefit of the court reporter, please?
Okay, it's Thomas H. Von Deylen. Last name is D-O-N-D-E-Y-L-E-N.
And what is your occupation, sir?
I'm a Henry County Commissioner.
How long have you been Henry County Commissioner?
I was officially January 1st of 2007.
Are you acquainted with a, and you've been Henry County, you're still Henry County Commissioner today?
Correct.
So you were Henry County Commissioner in 2009, 2010?
Correct.
Are you acquainted with Mr. Richard Myers?
I am.
And when was he Henry County Commissioner?
He became County Commissioner approximately 2 weeks before I did.
And how long did he continue to serve?
Until the end of 2012.
Are you familiar with the Henry County Revolving Loan Fund? Can you describe how the normal process worked in 2009 for an application before the Henry County Loan Fund?
Well, really at the time I didn't know, but I've learned since that the process was an application was made through Maumee Valley Planning, who we contracted with to assist our CIC, our Community Improvement Corporation, with economic development. And so they would bring a request to the Revolving Loan Fund Committee, which was a part of our CIC group. They would then make a recommendation to the county commissioners. Up until this case and one other case, the commissioners had always followed the recommendation of the Revolving Loan Fund Committee. Once it was approved by the commissioners, the Maumee Valley would request, well, first they would send the loan applications to our prosecuting attorney for approval. Then after that was done, they would request the money from was sent to our office, who would send the proper documentation to the auditor's office, who would prepare the checks, send them back out to our office. Our clerk would copy the checks and then forward them to Maumee Valley Planning for disbursements at the time of signing of the loan documents.
Are you acquainted with Mr. Dennis Miller?
Yes, I am.
What's Mr. Miller's relationship to this process?
He would be, I'm not sure his exact title, but he's the head of Maumee Valley Planning.
What is the purpose of the loans that are going for the Revolving Loan Fund Committee?
The main goal is for economic development, and I think the main portion of that is to provide what we call gap financing, is if new business or current business is trying to do some expansion or growth of any kind, they would go to their bank or some lending institution. Let's just say they're asking for $1 million, they're only able to get $700,000, then they would come to us for the gap in between the $300,000.
Is there oversight of this by the Ohio Department of Development?
Yes, there is.
And do they have rules and regulations in place regarding the process for these loans and how they're handled?
They do. I think in some cases they're asking us for the process and then they approve our process.
Did the Henry County Commissioner's office have anyone on the Revolving Loan Fund Committee in 2009?
I don't believe they did.
Was there a non-voting member?
Commissioner Myers could have been going to those meetings. I was not a part of that board, so I really don't know, who attended those meetings. I never attended one.
Are you familiar with the name Peter Colarafi and his company Revenge Designs?
I am.
When did you first become aware of Mr. Colarafi's existence?
At some point, Mr. Myers had him in his office, and my office is right next to his, and he just invited me over just to meet him. I don't know a date at all.
And how did he introduce you? Did he tell you who he was?
Oh, yes. Yeah, just that he and Mr. Myers had been talking with the other two commissioners of us, telling us about the project. And at that point, he just introduced him, and I think maybe at that time might have given us a little booklet that kind of showed their ideas or his ideas.
In general terms, what was the project he had in mind?
It was to create a supercar, I guess it was called. Supposed to be a high-end. I know the name that was thrown out of a lot was Jay Leno, that people like that would be interested in these kind of cars.
When did it first come to your attention that this matter was being considered by, was to be considered by the Henry County Commissioners to approve a loan?
Boy. Well, I know there was discussions about providing assistance. Quite honestly, I couldn't tell you in the process where that actually started.
Do you recall having voted on a resolution to authorize such a loan?
I do.
So how long before then did you, was that being debated?
Can I clarify that?
Sure.
Because when you say to pass a resolution to approve such a loan, I don't know if you listened to the tape, but there was a tape from that. And during that, I say multiple times, I'm not approving the loan.
Right.
I'm approving a memorandum of understanding that it should go back to the Revolving Loan Fund Committee once Mr. Calarafi has met some certain specific specifications, then go back to the Revolving Loan Fund. Then if it would come back and they would deny it that second time, then I would override it at that point.
Well,
quite honestly, I listened to the tape again this morning. I think I said it 9 times.
Well, let's go to that point on the what gave rise to the resolution. Describe the meeting at the Henry County Commissioner's office that gave rise to this resolution having been signed on August 11, 2009.
Well, Commissioner Myers was clearly infatuated with the project and was pushing for us to override. He would leading up to that point, he would bring us documentation that showed us that we were the controllers of the Revolving Loan Fund money, not the Revolving Loan Fund Committee. He would provide some of this was meant to be working capital, and the Revolving Loan Fund Committee did not want to lend out working capital, and so they would come back and say, or he would bring us a paper that says, while it's recommended that it be for actual merchandise, it can be for working capital. So he's always providing us with different kind of information like that.
But you did have a meeting on August 11, 2009?
Right.
And
yeah.
Who is the main presenter of at this meeting?
Well, Mr. Myers made all the presentation. I never had Mr. Calarafi make a presentation to me at all. I know he made some to the Revolving Loan Fund Committee, but he never made anything in front of the commissioners.
One question. Where physically did the meeting take place?
In our office.
And would that be in Henry County, Ohio?
Correct.
Was Mr. Miller present at this presentation?
He was not.
Was that unusual?
I would say it would be unusual because most of the time he's there to either advise us, or give us some input as to why the Revolving Loan Fund Committee may or may not have approved the request.
I believe you spoke earlier of certain protections for the county that you wanted to have in place. What were those protections?
Well, primarily I wanted him to move his business to the county. The other thing, which was also part of the CIC's request, is that he get the $450,000 either through private or banking institution prior to the county dispersing the $300,000. And also the one of the points for me was that it would go back to the Revolving Loan Fund Committee because they had issued a letter saying they would re-review it if certain other stipulations other than mine were met.
Handing you that, which has been marked Joint Exhibit 4, ask you if you're familiar with that.
Yes.
And what is that?
This is the resolution. I made the motion that day to approve a memorandum of understanding that would let Mr. Calarafi know that if, and I know that didn't actually, that wording get in here, but as I said, it's in the tape multiple times, that part of that memorandum of understanding was is that he would get that $450,000, go back to the revolving loan fund committee, and then if they would not approve it at that point, then I would override it.
Do you recognize the signatures on that page?
I do.
Did all three commissioners vote?
Yes, they did.
And did Mr. Myers vote?
Yes, he did.
And how did he vote?
He voted yes.
Did he sign to that effect?
He did.
Do you recognize the signature?
I do.
Prior to his giving his presentation, did he provide the commissioners with an affidavit advising you that he had an interest, a financial interest in this matter?
He did not.
Handing you that, which has been marked State's Exhibit 19. Have you seen that document before?
I had not seen it until you showed it to me at some pre-trial.
That would have been earlier this year?
Correct.
And that purports to be on a promissory note between Peter Calarafi and Rich Myers?
Correct.
Were you made aware of that promissory note prior to this presentation by Mr. Myers on August 11, 2009?
I was not.
Did he ever tell you that he had such a loan to Mr. Calarafi?
He did not.
If you'd known about that document, would you have conducted the meeting on August 11, 2009 differently?
Probably so.
In what way?
I guess I feel like if that had just been brought to us by Dennis Miller without Mr. Myers providing the impetus for pushing us to vote for it, I don't think it would have passed.
Based upon that document, had you known about that, would you have allowed Mr. Myers to make a presentation?
I would hope to say that I would not have allowed it. It's never happened before, so I can't fall back on previous issues, but I may have questioned that. I would hope that I would have.
Were you aware that the documents that were prepared by the Maumee Valley Planning Organization were sitting at the County Prosecutor's Office, Jay Hanna's office?
I was not aware of that.
Were you aware that two checks had been issued by the Henry County Auditor and sent over to the Henry County Commissioner's Office?
Not at that time.
When did you become aware of that?
I think it was in May at some point.
May of 2010?
Yeah, I think that's what it was. Anyway, there was a couple of letters written in the Defiance Crescent. A sister, I guess I'd call it a sister business, had joined with Mr. Calarafi to have a joint venture. He was located in Napoleon. He made an announcement that he was severing those ties. And at that point, a reporter for the Defiance Crescent wrote a letter after having contacted Jay Hanna, our prosecutor, saying, I think he's got the money already. And I think at that point, Mr. Hanna said, no, he doesn't, because I still have the loan documents here. And that was the first time I became aware of it, is when our office got called for to make a statement, which we didn't have really a statement because we didn't know about it.
When did you find out that he had the money?
I had made those stipulations, and at some point in time, and I cannot give you an exact date, since Commissioner Myers was always the one with the contact with Mr. Calarafi, I said, we need to get him to move his business here before we give him that money, and then Mr. Myers said he already has the money.
Roughly, when was that relative to the call from the Crescent News?
Oh, boy. That would be a complete guess, but it was somewhere, it was before, well before it became public that he had not signed the papers, but somewhere from between the time we approved it, I would guess 2 or 3 months after that
Did you
August 11th date.
Did you later receive correspondence from Peter Kalarathi regarding his intentions of housing the business in Henry County?
I don't know that we ever got anything from him.
Can you join Exhibit Number 9? Are you familiar with that document?
I have not seen that one before.
Once you found out that the documents had not been signed, but Mr. Kalarathi had the funding, were steps taken to obtain documents signed by Mr. Kalarathi? What steps were those?
I believe between Mr. Myers and Dennis Miller and Jay Hanna, they worked together. Mr. Kalarathi is not a citizen of the United States, so Prosecutor Hanna was in, did some talking with some attorneys who were familiar with out of the country signings and things like that. So between the three of them, they created some documents, and then I believe I was not there, but I believe Mr. Miller and Mr. Myers were there when Mr. Kalarathi did sign the documents.
Were you presented with a with documents signed by Mr. Kalarathi?
I was.
Who presented those to you?
You know, I'm not sure who did that.
Handed you that, which has been marked State's Exhibits 14A and 14B. Ask you if you could review those, please. Do you recognize those documents, sir?
I have seen those.
And what are those documents?
One is a memorandum of agreement for the payment of the $300,000 loan. The other one is a promissory note. And
who is the maker of the promissory note?
Peter Kalarathi.
What is the date on those documents, the date that the documents were prepared?
This one is May 27th, 2010. That's the promissory note. This is also May 27th, 2010.
Were those presented to you for approval and signature?
I don't believe they were. I believe they went, in fact, I know they weren't. When loan documents are approved, they're usually approved. I should say usually, they're always approved by the prosecutor and then sent back to Maumee Valley, and then Maumee Valley has them signed.
Subsequent to that, would you sign these documents?
I obviously did. It's my signature.
All right. That would, on the memorandum of understanding, of, right, there would not be your signature on the promissory note.
Right.
Subsequent to that, was this the end of the story for Henry County relative to this $300,000 loan?
No, sir.
Did you receive a letter from the Ohio Department of Development dated March 2nd of 2011 concerning this loan?
I'm sure we did. We received several letters from the Ohio Department of
Mark States Exhibit 15. Are you familiar with that letter?
Yes, I am.
And what is the content? What's Department of Development telling you?
That the $300,000 loan was dispersed, I believe, improperly. I haven't reread it or reviewed it all, but several of the letters that we received from the Department of Development referred to the improper distribution.
What was the problem with the distribution of the funds?
The distribution was made before the loan documents were signed properly.
As a result of that, what steps was Department of Development taking relative to Henry County?
They threatened on several occasions to withdraw all of our community development block grant money, which included monies that would have gone to fund a sewer treatment plan, development project, that's the word I'm looking for, in Okolona, which was, I believe, $600,000 in and of itself. And I think we determined somewhere between $1.2 and $1.5 million was at risk, and they were demanding that we either take more steps to get the money back from Mr. Calarafi, or and eventually then demanded that we pay the $300,000 back.
Did they, in fact, actually freeze your revolving loan fund?
They did for a while.
What steps did Henry County Commissioners take, if any, to remedy this situation?
We paid the $300,000 back ourselves.
Handing you that, which has been marked State's Exhibit 16. What is that, please?
This was the resolution that we approved to transfer money out of the general fund back into the Henry County Revolving Loan Fund.
Ordinarily, if a person has borrowed money through the revolving loan fund and does not pay it back due to failure of business, is there any punitive action taken against the county?
None that we've had while I've been here.
Would you be able to petition the Department of Development to replenish your loan fund if you run out of money to do that?
Yes, we can.
So that money would this be the only time you've actually been dealt with in a punitive manner by Department of Development?
During my years, it's the only time.
Could you please read the resolution? It's brief.
Okay. On this 27th day of October 2011, Mr. Meyer moved the adoption of the following resolution. Whereas the Ohio Department of Development has frozen use of the Henry County Revolving Loan Fund due to the checks in the total amount of $300,000 given by Commissioner Myers to Peter Calarafi, Revenge Designs Incorporated, prior to the promissory note being signed, and whereas the Ohio Department of Development will release the revolving loan fund to be used by the county again once the $300,000 is repaid to the Henry County Revolving Loan Fund, now therefore be it resolved that the Board of Henry County Commissioners has approved the transfer of the $300,000 and has transferred this $300,000 back into the Henry County Revolving Loan Fund, and the Ohio Department of Development has unfrozen the RLF, and the county is again able to use this funding for business expansions, etc. Mr. Hossett seconded the resolution, and the roll being called upon its adoption, the vote resulted as follows, and we all three voted yes.
So according to that, in fact, the punitive actions were taken because of Mr. Meyer's conduct in giving the money without receiving signed documents.
Correct.
Handing you that, which has been marked State's Exhibit 17. What is that, sir?
This was the check that we used to take the money out of the general fund and move it over into the revolving loan fund.
And finally, handing you that, which has been marked State's Exhibit 18. What is that, sir?
This is a notification from the Ohio Department of Development dated October 17, 2011, that they had received documentation that we had moved the money back into the revolving loan fund, and that, as it says here, Henry County may return to normal operations of the RLF. Thank you.
No further questions of this witness.
Von Dion, I have a couple of questions for you. We met earlier,
mm-hmm.
one of Mr. Meyer's attorneys. When you had this meeting on August 11th, 2009, and we've been favored with a transcript and we played part of it today,
mm-hmm.
It appeared, correct me if I'm wrong, that you were in favor of a conditional approval of this.
Correct.
Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Now, it appears there was significant discussion between you and the other two commissioners about that issue.
Mm-hmm.
And essentially, your idea was adopted in what was voted on.
Mm-hmm.
Would that be correct?
That would be correct.
And basically, you were approving a memorandum of understanding.
Correct.
Relative to this proposal, along with certain conditions.
Right.
Now, were you apprised as to what the purpose of the loan was?
Oh, yes, yeah.
It was to build
the prototype supercar and have it ready for, I believe, the Detroit Auto Show.
And the auto show would have been in January of 2010?
I believe so, yes.
So this was 3 or 4 months before that?
Mm-hmm.
So essentially time was of the essence?
It was.
To your knowledge, was the car ultimately built?
Not to my knowledge.
Was it shown at the auto show?
I did not go to the auto show. I don't know that it was there. It may have been. I don't know.
Okay. So you don't have any personal knowledge?
I do not.
Okay.
I'm not a car aficionado. I've never been to the Detroit Auto Show.
Well, you mentioned Jay Leno. I thought you mentioned...
Well, that was just Commissioner Myers mentioned him all the time, so...
Okay. Well, suffice it to say that... You weren't voting on a contract on August 11th, right?
Correct.
Okay. Now, did you have conversations with Mr. Wendt from Henry County Bank about this proposed loan?
I did.
Did you advise him that you would pull your money from the bank if the bank made a loan to Mr. Colorado?
I told him that if I was an investor, that I would be upset if he invested or if he had given money because I didn't think it was a worthwhile loan.
When did you make that statement?
That day that I approved the, made the motion.
So on the one hand, you voted to approve the loan conditionally. On the other hand, it seems inconsistent to me.
Okay. You're familiar with politics, right? Sometimes you do things. The sister loan that we're talking about, which again was Commissioner Myers at that time pushing that loan, which was a loan to a Doug Pelmier of HP2G. That loan was also overridden. I voted no to not override that. When this one came up, I had to look at it in what I thought was the best for the county, and I didn't really feel like Commissioner Myers was ever going to take no for this. So I had to, in my mind, devise a compromise that he would go for, that I would go for, that Commissioner Hosted would go for. In Commissioner Hosted's defense, I believe he would have voted no for this one if Commissioner Myers hadn't pushed it so hard. But because he had voted yes for the Pelmier one, which I was strongly against this one, I felt that my best defense was an offense. And to come up with a plan that would be acceptable to all three. In retrospect, I realized I made a huge error because at least two things didn't happen. I never thought after talking with Mr. Wendt, I never thought anybody would actually invest their money in this project. So by making that stipulation, I thought I could prevent it from happening. I never thought Mr. Colorafi would move his business to Henry County. He never did. He did rent a building for a month, never moved anything in there. So I feel like the stipulations that I was putting on were going to keep it from happening. The third thing is I never thought Commissioner Myers would distribute the money before the paperwork was signed.
I don't understand if you were against the project, why you would...
You're familiar with politics, right? Have you seen in Columbus where people say, I'll do this if you do this? That's exactly what I was doing. I was trying to make sure that if it did get passed, it passed the way I wanted it to, with the stipulations that were probably not going to be made, and they weren't made, and the money still got distributed.
What is your political party?
I'm a Republican, but I'm not a very strong Republican.
What is Mr. Myers?
He is a Democrat.
And the other commissioner at the time?
He was a Republican.
So your testimony today is that you did this for political reasons?
No, I did this to make sure, to try to keep that loan from happening. Is that political? If it is, then it wasn't political.
You keep mentioning politics.
I'm just using that as an example. At the state level, those kind of tactics, if you will, are used a lot. It was my tactic.
Okay. Did you ever ask Prosecutor Hanna to sit on the review of the documents to delay the project?
No, I did not.
Do you know what George Nicely?
Yes, I do.
Did you tell Mr. Nicely that you were going to get rich on the car deal?
No, I don't believe I did. I don't know why I would.
Okay. So you didn't make that statement, or you don't recall?
I did not.
Okay. You went to a County Commissioners Association meeting in Columbus in December, I believe, of 11.
Oh, yeah, I probably did.
And you apparently told Vicki Glick that she was third in line for fault on this deal.
That actually came from either Jay Hanna or the Auditor of State rep that I talked to down in Columbus.
What did you mean by that?
They said that she was, and they used a word that I hadn't heard before, which was culpable. Commissioner Myers was number one, Auditor Nye was number two, and Vicki was number three for having given Mr. Myers the check when he requested them.
Okay. Now, did you feel that you yourself had some culpability here?
I was concerned. Prosecutor Hanna is my personal attorney. When the information first came out that the money had been distributed improperly, Prosecutor Hanna came to all three of us in the commissioner's session and advised all three of us that we needed to get outside counsel. He could not represent us. He offered to get us all outside attorneys if we wanted, or we could get our own. I did request him to give me the name of an attorney. I do not know the gentleman's name. He was from Toledo. I called him once. I explained the situation to him and told him that I felt I was clear, and he said, I agree with you, but you got my number. If you need me, call me again.
Did you have any further discussion with that attorney?
I did not.
You've talked about politics and political motives.
So. Yep.
Do you know yourself who fomented the investigation by the auditor's office that caused Mr. Myers to be indicted?
I'm sorry, could you repeat that
one? Do you know who caused or fomented this investigation?
Who?
Was it your request that it be investigated?
You know, I don't know whether it was or not. When we are audited each year, the state auditor, the auditor that is approved by the state, comes to the president of the board and asks us if there's anything that we have questions about. And I was concerned about that $300,000. I to this day don't think that the Henry County General Fund should have paid for that.
Well, you made reference to, in response to one of Mr. Smith's questions, that there may be an opportunity for that money to be recovered.
Well, Peter Kolarafian, and I'm going to be facetious here, has probably promised 147 times that he's going to pay that money back. That's just an exaggerated number, but even since in the last week, he has called again to say he wants to meet with us about a payment plan. Okay, we've heard this 147 times.
You were referring to another state source of funds that would reimburse the county. This loan, assuming Colorado can't or won't pay.
I don't know
okay,
what that
maybe
would
have been. I misunderstood what
yeah,
you said.
Yeah, I don't know what that would have been.
So are you telling the court then that you did cause this investigation by the auditor's office?
Well, I'm saying I may have. Every year when they came in.
Either you did or you didn't.
Well, they come in. When they came in, they say, do you have any concerns about what's going on? I said, I have concerns about this $300,000. They asked me for some documentation. I got them that documentation, and then I was told that that it wasn't an issue. Now, prior to that, I think Prosecutor Hanna had contacted the Attorney General's office, possibly. Somebody.
I was going to get to that.
Okay.
What do you know about that?
I know he contacted them. I know we got a letter at that time that said that they didn't think that there was anybody that was is indictable the word. I'm not sure what word they used, but they didn't think there was anybody.
And that's a letter from the Ohio Attorney General regarding this matter.
Right? I would have to get it again. Is that either that or the Auditor of State?
Well, the Auditor of State proceeded to indict Mr. Myers. I doubt it was the auditor. But you're telling the court, I think, that the Ohio Attorney General...
If that's what it was, then it may have been me. I mean, I will go to my grave thinking that the county should not have paid that $300,000 back. I think it was wrong. I'm embarrassed by the fact that I was a commissioner during that time. Commissioner Myers at the time said he didn't lose sleep over it. I did.
How long have you been a commissioner?
Almost 7 years.
Did you come out about the time Mr. Myers did?
Start the same time, you mean, when
yes.
you say come out? Yeah, he started 2 weeks before I did.
Okay. And he was defeated last fall?
That's correct.
In large measure because of this, I'm assuming.
I would think that would have a lot to do with it.
He's a Democrat in a Republican county.
Although he had won twice before.
And Vicki Glick is also a Democrat, as you know.
I do not know her political affiliation.
Did you contact State Representative Watchman about this situation?
I did not.
You didn't ask him to launch an investigation?
I did not.
Did you ask Prosecutor Hanna to launch an investigation?
I know we had discussions about whether there was a means of recouping that $300,000.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I know we had discussions about whether there was a means to recoup the $300,000. So I still think it should be recouped in some way or another.
Well, obviously, Mr. Colorathy or his company should pay it, correct?
I would agree 100% with that, sir.
And are there collection efforts that are being...
There are. We have filed, I believe it's in Defiance County. That was probably within the last 3 months, but there had been numerous attempts, numerous promises. I'm sure you're familiar with, you can't get blood from a turnip. We can spend a lot of legal fees. You guys know we're cheap. If there's no money there, how much money does the county spend trying to recoup money that's not there?
Well, you don't know whether there is or isn't.
That is true.
Now, you testified initially upon Mr. Smith's question that kind of give a history of the interaction between the commissioners involving loan fund and the other agency. When you became a commissioner, were you given any training with regard to how these types of loans were to be handled?
No, sir.
Okay. And I'm assuming you've learned a lot of what you testified to since...
No, I've learned a whole lot.
...since this incident.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so back in 09, you didn't really know the inner workings of interaction of these groups, did
you? No, we never saw the checks when they were distributed, so we just followed the process, and it seemed to work.
Now, you had no training when you were elected. And I assume Mr. Myers didn't either?
That's true.
Now, what was the economic climate like in 2009 in Henry County?
Not very good.
And
well, as far as new businesses moving in, I would say those that were still here were successful to a
point. What was the unemployment rate, if you know?
Oh, I don't know, but I would guess between 12 and 14%.
So this fellow, Colorathy, comes in and proposes building this high-performance car, and maybe there'd be some jobs for Henry County. I assume that was somewhat attractive to you as a commissioner.
When you say somewhat attractive, there's always some attraction, but it wasn't. It didn't look right to
yet,
me.
Yet you proposed to move the project along.
That's exactly right. With my stipulations that I have never thought would be met, and they never were actually.
Okay.
You're keeping proving my point, because those stipulations were never met.
And you did indicate, I believe, that Colorathy did come in and sign the loan documents.
He went to Maumee Valley Planning. He was not in our, well, to my knowledge, he was not there. I was not there when he signed them. Mr. Myers and Mr. Miller, I believe, were there when he signed them.
Do you know Prosecutor's Hanna's political persuasion?
I believe he's Republican.
Is he still your personal attorney?
Yes, he is.
Is he the personal attorney for any other commissioners?
I believe he's Mr. Hosted's attorney, too.
Was he at the
small county?
Understood. Was he the attorney back in 2009?
My attorney, yes.
Okay. One moment, Judge.
Yeah.
That's all I have.
Nothing further, Your Honor.
You may step down. I'm going to call you next witness.